The indefinite detention of refugees in an accommodation facility in Brisbane is moving a group of activists to help them stay in the community. They say the detainees are vulnerable to COVID-19 and they're planning a large rally to get the government's attention. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
It's been 8 years for a group of asylum seekers in indefinite detention and around two since they were moved to an accommodation facility in Brisbane. With the pandemic, the group of refugees can't practice social distancing and aren't wearing face masks because they can't get any. The Refugee Solidarity Mianjin group is asking the federal government to release them. Activist from the Refugee Solidarity Mianjin Real Kalaycook Walsh says the refugees are vulnerable to the virus.
So Refugee Solidarity Mianjin started as a reaction to protests by the refugees that are being held in the Kangaroo Point prison. So when the first waves of COVID hit in Queensland, they began protesting for their safety because a circle guard actually contracted the virus and, you know, they don't have masks, hand sanitizer or any ability to safely social distance. So it just put them in a really dangerous situation. And a lot of them are, you know, vulnerable people. They've been brought here on Medivac, so they're experiencing pre-existing conditions. So the virus is extremely dangerous to them.
They expect a big turnout on the next rally in August.
They all started getting out on their protest, a month-long protest, and that raised the awareness of the issue to us. And in reaction, we started holding small protests, sitting in with the COVID restrictions. And, yeah, have just been growing ever since then. It's enabled us to really escalate this issue. And after four successful rallies and an ongoing blockade now at the prison, which has been going for longer than a month, we're, you know, taking it a step further and have another mass rally planned on the 8th, only if the government doesn't comply with our demand of free movement for the refugees inside the prison.
And the event has a COVID-safe plan to go ahead.
Since the beginning of our protest, we've complied with health restrictions. We're always making sure everyone is socially distancing and wearing masks and using hand sanitizer. Yeah, no one has ever contracted the virus or come with the virus to any of our protests. But so we will continue to think creatively to allow us to also protest, but making sure that we are complying with all health directions. Recently and still ongoing, thousands of people are safely allowed to go to the football. So, you know, if it's safe for them to go to the football, it's safe for us to protest.
Ms. Leacook Walsh says the refugees' mental and physical health are deteriorating every day.
They're not doing well at all. There's actually been two suicide attempts that have happened just in the past week. So it's really debilitating for their mental health and their physical health being inside these prisons. And, you know, they've not only been held in this hotel for nearly 2 years, but they've been held on Manus Island or Nauru in prison for 8 years now. So it's really detrimental to their health. Like the confining situation, yeah, has been explained as like really detrimental by like thousands of health professionals to cause serious mental and physical well-being, serious issues with their mental and physical health.
She says the issue is too important to ignore, especially during the pandemic.
It's really important for one, you know, disregarding the pandemic just because innocent people are being locked up for indefinite period, which is a human rights abuse on multiple levels. And then when you do consider the pandemic, it's actually giving these innocent people what could be a death sentence. The situation they're in would mean that it's highly likely if someone was to get infected there, they would all get infected and a lot of them would die. Yeah, the fact that they're innocent people and they don't deserve to be locked up means that it's even more reason that they should be in the community now because they definitely do not deserve to die.
And that was Rika Laycock Walsh from Refugee Solidarity Mianjin speaking to Eduardo Jordan earlier.